Letters to Daniel, Volume 1, Letter 39, Inside the Gates of Hell, Part 2, My First Memory, printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2011, in the 11th month, on the 16th day of the 11th month.
Take him to his desert to die. Go.
Dear Dan, my first memory at G6, where I now work, is not pleasant, but once again it is quite revelatory of the things that I have been involved in regarding serving Jesus. I was born in Portland, Oregon, and spent the first 4 years of my life there. But my dad got real sick with hepatitis to the point where my parents had to sell their house and business and move up to Kirkland, Washington, to live with my mom's mother and grandmother. My dad got well, found a job detailing cars in West Seattle, and with some money from the house and business sale in Portland, my parents bought 2.5 acres in East King County that became the family home where my brothers and I grew up. I think I was between 4 and 5 years old. My mom had become concerned for my health, because every so often there would be some blood in my stool when I would use the bathroom. So my mom made an appointment with a doctor who practiced at G6. My mom brought me to the clinic and into the exam room. Then I was made to lay face down on a table while my pants were lowered. The doctor performed a rectal exam with his gloved finger and then pushed in a suppository. This whole process to me was painful, confusing, and humiliating. My mom was being a good, caring mom, and the doctor was being a good professional doctor. But to this 4 or 5 year old kid, it was rape. Days later, while we were at my grandma's in Kirkland, I went out onto the front lawn to play and was lying on the grass on my belly when I started to remember the exam. Then I began to act out what had taken place at the clinic at G6. I pulled down my pants partway, took a blade of grass, and pretended it was a suppository, trying to push it into my rectum and at the same time saying out loud, "No, I don't want a suppository. I don't want a suppository." At just that moment, my mom opened the front door of the house and asked, "What are you doing?" I immediately stopped and said, "Just playing," or something like that. I now believe that it was my mom coming out of the front door at that moment in time that prevented me from becoming demon-possessed, for it was the unintended trauma at G6 that caused a fissure in my soul that would have allowed demons to enter me at that point. And they were the ones who were directing the role play. But the simple distraction of the authority of my mom prevented that. I was reluctant to relay this part of my testimony, but it may serve to help others that have been in like situation. And it is with some irony that I remember the event, seeing that I now work at the place where this occurred. Kind of like Moses going back to Egypt to work as a slave with his fellow Jews. Blessings. Romanus Theophilus. P.S. Satan was using that trauma, along with my aunt's use of her Ouija board, the one I discovered in the coat closet, to gain entry into my life. But the Lord prevailed in saving me from an evil fate. All this occurred at about the same time that I heard the devil's laughter.
I will have a ruckus back for myself! He who controls the spice controls the universe. And what Pyta did not tell you is we have control of someone who is very close to Duke Leo. This person, this traitor, will be worth more to us than 10 legions of Sardauka.
And who is this traitor?
I won't tell you who the traitor is, or when we'll attack.